Jesus and the apostles were looking for some alone time. That's pretty clear in today's Holy Gospel. They needed a break from most of the people who seemed to be everywhere. The short time that they were alone on the boat was the only time that they had to share together. The plan was that they were going to go to a remote place and get some alone time. And so Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." As the gospel says, so they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. The only problem was when they landed on the shore, they were confronted by crowds of people, all of whom had needs and wanted those needs or healings met by Jesus. Well, their needs were so great that they didn't even give Jesus and the apostles a chance to eat. The people must have recognized where they were going, so they ran on foot to get ahead of them. Now, remember, if you will, a little bit of background here. The apostles had just returned from their mission of going out two by two and ministering to those who had been receptive of Jesus' message and shaking the dust off from those who rejected it. They had to be exhausted. They must have been too pooped to party and more in need of telling Jesus all about it, you know, to unwind and to sort of brief him on the details, even though he knew. Well, immediately before the apostles arrived, Jesus had gotten word about the beheading of John the Baptist. You need to understand the frame of mind that they must have all been in. Several of these apostles were followers of John the Baptist. John and Andrew were present at the baptism of Jesus. And here, this preacher, this itinerant preacher, had been beheaded by the king. Not only did the apostles need a rest, but I venture to say that Jesus did too. But the people had another idea. They were, as Jesus noted, without any real leadership. And so he, being the loving Lord that he is, had compassion on them, had mercy towards them. They were, as he said, like sheep without a shepherd. The king of Judah, Herod, is off in his palace living the life and surrounding himself with people who adored him and wanted to do nothing more than just party. The temple leadership are put there, as was the Herod family, as a favor of Rome. The people needed someone to lead them, to care for them. And so Jesus compassionately started to teach them. All four of the Gospels have a very detailed account of this miraculous event that was to come, that conveyed the compassion and the love of Jesus and his willingness to provide for those who are his disciples. Now, we're not talking about apostles, we're talking about followers, disciples, people who believed in Jesus. And this was a perfect example of Jesus' desire to reach out in love and to use his power to benefit other people for no other reason than his love and compassion for them. He certainly didn't do it or didn't want to do it to prove anything. That was not Jesus' agenda. He told his disciples to stop worrying about getting rid of the people. And he told them, "You give them something to eat." Think about that. Jesus insisted that they find out what bread was available, to check and see what might be back at the boat or also from the crowd. Well, the disciples returned with the answer, and they told him there were only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Gospel of John tells us that there were 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish belonging to a young boy. I find it amazing that Jesus emphasized the word "you" in order to remind the apostles to start with what you've got before you ask God to give you more. By telling them, "You give them something to eat," and since a denarius equaled a day's wages, that would mean if you take about 250 denarii, that's what it would take to feed the crowd. I believe just Jesus was showing them how impossible this would be for the whole crowd, and that it was probably more than all of their resources together could cover. Plus, this was a very remote place, as the gospel said, and there were certainly no Harveys or Walmarts or even Publix in those days, and probably not even Joe the fishmonger, to be able to go and, oh, let me see, can I have 5,000 fish to go? I don't think so. One more important note. Jesus told them to sit down on the green grass. Why is this important? Well, it's key because it tells us the time of year. It has to be springtime. Why? If you've ever been to the Galilee, you know that the grass grows quickly in the spring. But when the rains end in May, it easily scorches in the heat. This must have been around or near Passover time. So the people sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. It's important. Jesus took the bread and gave thanks to God the Father for providing the bread, and he broke it and gave it to the apostles. Each piece was touched by him. He then gave the bread to his disciples so that they might give it to the people. Jesus then divided the two fish among the disciples, who made sure that everybody got some. You see, I believe Jesus is merely touching these provisions, miraculously multiplied both the bread and the fish so that everyone there not only got some, but the gospel says they all ate and were satisfied. During our vacation Bible school, I commented how many of our folks from St. Andrews waited before going to get their dinner in order to allow the children and our guests to go first. I noticed that it happens at every parish dinner, and I think it's a perfect example of the gift of hospitality that this church has. It's something that I was taught as a youngster, and we used to call it, maybe you know it, FHB, Family Hold Back. If there was a party and there were other people there besides you and your immediate family, you let them go first. Well, the disciples made sure that everyone ate. And I'm sure it wasn't until everybody ate that they got to have some. Miraculously, from 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish, they had 12 baskets of leftovers. Think about that. That's an important number. Remember that number. Whether the people there realized it or not, God had not only given them the gift of his presence and teaching that day, but he provided and freely made sure that they had their fill, being satisfied. The gospel said that there was 5,000 men. Now, there's been some confusion over the years where some people think, oh, well, Jesus only fed a multitude once. Well, I want to clear that up for you. This is the first of Jesus' miracle of feeding a multitude. I'm going to ask you to open your Red Pew Bible to page 1569, Mark chapter 8. We've been in Mark chapter 6, so Mark chapter 8, page 1569. And I'm going to start with verse 2. I want you to follow along with me. Jesus said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they'll collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. His disciples answered, but where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. 7, they replied. He told the crowd to sit on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. And they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Amazing. Oh, by the way, it says about 4,000 were present. There are great similarities with these accounts, but they are different. Mark chapter 6, Mark chapter 8. Now, also to know that this is only recorded in 2 of the Gospels. The great similarities, but they are different. As I mentioned at the beginning of the message, of this message from Mark chapter 6, that it was recorded in all four Gospels as the feeding of the 5,000. This next miracle was recorded only, as I said, in Mark chapter 8 and Matthew chapter 15, and took place at a later date. We don't know what time of year it is. Why? Because we don't know what the condition of the grass was. See, if God wants you to know something, he'll tell you that. If he wanted us to know what fruit was in the Garden of Eden, that many people say it's an apple, or could be a kumquat, could have been a banana, but it was the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's all we know. So we don't know what time of year this was. But what's important is the difference in the number fed, the number of loaves of bread, the fish, and the leftovers. All of these numbers are significant for us. So some people have confused it too. So I want to be clear for you. Since you're already open to Mark chapter 8, let's look at verse 16 on page 1570. Jesus was discussing with them, and they said, "It's because we have no bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" They answered, 7. And Jesus said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Jesus' own words clearly identified these as different events and the significance of the numbers 7 and 12. Now, there's one more thing that I need to mention to you today, and I find it absolutely fascinating that the numbers of the people recorded were men only. That's because it was that time. And it's a whole different discussion for a whole different reason. But if you think about it, 4,000 men or 5,000 men grow significantly if you add their wives and some children who were with them. Think about that. A husband and wife and one child suddenly makes it 15,000 or 12,000. And significantly grows if there are other children. That adds more oomph to this miracle. From 5 loaves and 2 fish, or from 7 loaves and several fish. Wow. That tells us, brothers and sisters in Christ, that there's nothing too big or too small for Jesus to provide for. Even making leftovers as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.